Dominus illuminatio mea et salus mea quem
March 2020. Message of Our Father, Part 3. God is our hope. First, we listen to the words of Our Father. Under point 2, in the very beginning of the words of Our Father, I'm coming to bring hope to men and nations. How many have long since lost it? This hope will make them live in peace and security, working for their salvation. 3. I'm coming to make myself known, just as I am, so that man's trust may increase together with their love for me, their Father. I have but one concern, to watch over all men and love them as my children. These are the words of the message of Our Father. So let us never lose hope. For it is this hope that sustains us when everything around us seems to be falling away, when nothing seems to be going in the right direction, when the apostolate is unfruitful, when diseases and epidemics are spreading, when we see little progress in our spiritual life, when those for whom we pray simply do not convert, when the anti-Christian politics is tightening around the peoples, when the church ship is in a serious trouble at sea. Then it can happen that hope is lost, or it is very difficult to keep it up. It then seems almost artificial or self-made to speak of hope, because our minds and thoughts are dark and we follow the apparent logic of hopelessness. But it is precisely hope that makes the light shine in the darkness. It is one of the three divine virtues, and therefore not simply a human optimism, which comes from our nature and is extremely unsure. In today's text, the Father lets us know that he is aware of the hopelessness of men and nations, and that he wants that new hope can grow. The hope that the Father wants to bring is linked to the knowledge of his goodness. People can hope in God and get to know the goodness of the Lord better and, deeply touched by his love, place all their hope in him. Through the wars and the many miseries in life, one should be able to recognize that true peace and security on earth is only possible through God. So we must ask for the virtue of hope. It's not only a light that can illuminate the darkness, but it is a life-giving gift from God that allows us to live in peace and security despite all adverse circumstances. It enables us, as it says in point 2, to work for the salvation of our souls. When fear and dark resentments and corresponding thoughts gain the upper hand and we do not take the right steps to overcome them, then we are primarily occupied with them and they darken our soul. Then it is hard to keep up the hope that strengthens us on our God-given path, and it is difficult to work for our salvation. So how to get this hope our Father is speaking from? The answer is simple and given in the text. We must get to know the Father better, to recognize him as he really is. This is why he speaks to Madre Eugenia and through her to us. We will hear in another part of this booklet that the Father makes it clear that we do not yet know him deeply enough. If we knew him better, then great hope would come true. The virtue of hope also helps us to get more rid of from ourselves. Because then we no longer put our hope in our own strength and merits, in other people, in science and technology. At the same time, true hope in God purifies us from false certainties and, in God's love, gives us the true certainty on which we can build without limitations. It makes us spiritually sober and realistic and all the wise, because all false hopes will vanish and prove to be deceptive. So it is about recognizing the heart of our Father, that we can let ourselves fall completely into his love and learn to trust without limits. The true trust in God can never be great enough, and it is rooted in having recognized the love of God in which his omnipotence dwells. The few words we have heard so far from the Father's book already open doors for us and show how important it is to get to know God more deeply. With this we also correspond to the wish of the Lord, because we should know that he watches over us and wants to love us as his children. If we try to internalize this more deeply, then the words of St. Paul open up for us. No height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39.
The entrance verse says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? My enemies and my foes will stumble and fall."
Si consistant adversum me castra, non timebit cor meum.